Hey, what is up? This is Josh Trent. This is Wellness and Wisdom, the podcast where we gather, apply, and most importantly, y'all, embody these five sides that we get to nourish ourselves in: the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, and also the financial. That's right, y'all. We signed up to master every single part of one of these five sides. Today is AMA number 637. We're talking about relationships, and this is a really, really timeless and timely episode. Mar, when it comes to relationships, there is so much to talk about. As always, I'm happy to be here with you. Mar, who's out on an island in Azores in the middle of the ocean, who I constantly live vicariously through because I miss surfing. Mar, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this week. Last week was a little bit rough. As you know, I got some burns on my hand, so I couldn't even surf. And it was a good reminder because that week I was just working with my anger, because in the last AMA we recorded, we were talking about anger. And I was like, okay, it's probably a reminder for me to look into it because it was on top of my mind for some time. And so I did some somatic release of my anger, and the following days I was just burning myself, like physically. And then I looked into it, and actually getting burns means anger. And so I was like, does this mean that I'm still angry? Or like, why is it expressing itself through my body? So yeah, I was just burned myself a little bit, and the next day I burned myself a lot. And like 2 days later, I burned myself again once more a little bit. I was like, okay, this is definitely something that I still need to work on.
Wow. The heat, the fire, the Kali energy. January 1st of this year, actually, our fridge caught on fire at our house, which, you know, by the grace of God and 10 years of doing this podcast almost, and lots of blood, sweat, and tears, we're now moving to a new place in Dripping Springs, which is incredible. It's this wonderful place in Texas. Anyways, long story short, Mar, fire, having dreams of fire or having fire come into your life means that it's trying to excavate you. It's trying to release you from that physical place or that energetic place. So it's quite a trip. Getting burned is anger, the symbology of fire in our lives. There's so much here. And really, this relates to relationships too, like the relationship with ourself that we may or may not be paying attention to. Can y'all relate to this? It's your daily reminder to take your daily symbiotic from Seed, the hands-down highest quality gut health support supplement I've found in over 20 years in wellness. With rigorous evidence-based science, it's backed up by, it's the most complete formula I believe exists in the entire microbiome world. Look, it's true that our health is not just what we eat, it's what we absorb. Current research shows that upwards of almost 90% of people in the world have some form of leaky gut. So it's definitely most likely you and I. The Seed DSO1 that I personally take every single morning supports a myriad of scientific terms that I don't even know how to pronounce really, but I know that Seed supports digestive health, gut barrier integrity, gut immune function, and so much more. And our friends over at Seed gave you and I 25% off our first purchase. Just head over to joshtrent.com/seed and use the code in all caps, 25JoshTrent. That's joshtrent.com/seed and use the code 25JoshTrent in all caps to get 25% off your first order. By the way, everything we're going to talk about today, we're going to go deep with Dana. This is one question that Dana gave us. Everything can be found at joshtrent.com/637. This is where you can ask your questions. So go to joshtrent.com/AMA. You can record your voice. Practice expressing yourself. You know, Mar, it's interesting. So many people don't express themselves in this world. Well, this is a free place, a trusted space, y'all, for you to express yourself. So leave a question that's 90 seconds or less. We will leverage almost 20 years for me being in wellness and health and fitness, and also 600 plus episodes where we can go back and forth about what is the truth, what is the meaning about the core roots of what you're wanting, what you're actually desiring from your question itself. Now, before we get into this, I have to say that this show will always be free, no matter what. I'm never going to charge for this podcast because it's the right thing to do. And you can pay the rent by paying the rent you're already paying. What do I mean by this? Go to joshtrent.com/store. I don't care if it's skincare, toothpaste, EMF blocking, nutrition, supplementation, my favorite supplement in the world, Mana, Shilajit Ormus, or calming yourself down with some vertical spray from MitoZen. Everything, everything, everything that you're already purchasing, by the way, even on Amazon. You might even be, this is the truth, you might even be buying stuff on Amazon and it's costing you like $10, $20, $30, $40 more. I've cut out the middleman. Save money, save your wellness, and get more well over at joshtrin.com/store. All right, let's get into this question with Dana. We're just going to do this one question today for the AMA because it deserves a lot of depth and full transparency here. Dana has written in a few times. She's recorded a few messages. Thank you, Dana, for being such a great part of this audience. Let's listen to the question from Dana.
The storybook we start out with before walking down the aisle evolves and changes. After about 15 years of marriage, maybe even 10 years of marriage, the spouse says, "I don't like who you're being," because over time, one of them evolved. The storybook started as, you know, "I want my wife to stay home so she can raise our children." And one day she wakes up and says, "I need more. Not that I need you to give it to me, but I need to do something." And then comes a whole bunch of other stories. Guilt, this isn't what I wanted, whatever. And I've seen this over the years, working in people's homes and really paying attention to just the littlest things and how not hearing somebody, not speaking up, it changes it. And it changes love, I believe. You know, you can love someone, but do you love them unconditionally? Because they want to change, because they want something different now, because they want a career. It's just an idea.
It was cool. It was more of like a statement rather than a question, but it's really, really fun to expand upon because there is a quote, and I don't know who it was from, but it goes something like this. When it comes to love and relationships, specifically intimate relationships, one must be willing to die 1,000 deaths to be able to love the person that is rebirthed each time. And that is actually what I think, Dana, you're touching upon. And for all of us that have been in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, even decades long relationships, you know that I'm speaking the truth. When you look at relationships through a lens of true unconditional love, and this is something where we'll link in the show notes, the episode that I did with Margot and with my lady, my mother, my children, my life partner, my everything, Carrie Michelle. One thing that came up during that podcast that was birthed through me was a death of the old way that I saw love. I did not have the faculty, the emotional or mental faculty, to actually love Carrie Michelle for who she was, because there was this element of my past that really I was in fear of losing her. I was in fear of losing her. I was in micro ways, in some macro ways, controlling the relationship. And it wasn't until I got very clear through the guidance of Margot Running, through our support with the Plant Allies, through ceremony, through breath work, through presence, through doing the real work, which by the way is really hard, lots of tears, but lots of death of the old version of myself. And what I learned from this was, if I can unconditionally choose to unconditionally love her, starting with unconditionally loving myself, that is the ticket to freedom. That is the ticket to liberation, because I had to come to terms with, and it really was connected to my own death. And I don't know if y'all can relate to this. If you have a fear of dying, then that is your path to do work on, because fear of dying really is just connected to sadness. It's just connected to sadness that you won't be able to make love with your partner again. You won't be able to hold your children again. You won't be able to eat an orange naked on the top of a hillside when the sun is coming up. Like, there's so many things that we won't get to do anymore. And so instead of having anger or sadness or massive grief around the idea of death, understand that our fear of death is connected to fear of loss in relationship. Because as we talked about with my mentor and with my friend Mark Tollefson, that we'll also link here in the show notes, it's not that we fear death. It's that we fear being in union with the mystery and not having the answer of what mystery wants when we're gone. When we leave human form, there's an uncertainty. There's a not knowingness about where we go and what that is. And I think that's the way that the Creator designed it, by the way. So the connection between fearing our own death and not accepting the death of each stage of a relationship, remember, we have to be willing to die 1,000 deaths and fall in love with our man or woman over and over and over and over again, because that is what love wants. True unconditional love does not mean I will love you if. True unconditional love does not mean I will only give you my love if. True unconditional love just wants to express itself. That's really what unconditional love is. Now, many of us, and Mara, I'm sure you can relate to this, we grew up in situations with our parents, God bless them, we love them because they were doing the best they could with the level of consciousness they had at that time and still are. We were taught at a very young age that we bring into intimate relationships, Dana, by the way. We were taught at a very young age that we only get love if we do A, B, or C. We only get love if we operate in the way that our parents wanted us to operate in. And what happens is we create a filter, an unconscious filter that we bring into our adult life. And we unknowingly, unconsciously project that filter onto our partner. Have you ever dealt with this personally, Mar? Something that you learned from your mom or your dad or, you know, your caregivers that you can look back with compassion on yourself and say, I definitely projected that onto my previous partner.
I was definitely projecting a lot of things from my family. And actually, my last relationship revealed a lot of that to me. So thanks to that relationship being so dysfunctional and so complicated, I was able to finally realize how many things I was projecting. And definitely one of them was the fear of abandonment. It was a big one. So it's like, everything I was doing was out of fear of losing that person. So it wasn't even love. Like, I was motivated by something rather negative than something positive to be in that relationship. Because once I was able to get out of it and like look at it from more neutral perspective without like any feelings attached, I was like, I didn't actually love the person. I just loved being in a relationship or being wanted and feeling like, okay, somebody chose me and that's what I was fighting for, not for the person.
Yeah, well said. I think we all can relate to this. So I'm 44 years old, and Dana, I don't know your age, but this applies to everyone, whether it's like, when do people start dating? I can't even imagine my daughter dating. I'm like, no, you're not dating till you're 25. but it's probably, I would say 16, 17, 18, where people start to, or at least they think they fall in love. And then all the way up until your 90s, right? You can still get married and fall in love in your 90s or even 100 years old. And I think what this points to is just the awareness of self. The awareness of self. You know, we talk about the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, and the financial in our Liberated Life tribe. And I really feel like to have true liberation, we get to do the work to unconditionally love us first and foremost. In Greek mythology and the temple at the Apollo, there is a phrase written in Greek and it says, know thyself. And I think that's the ultimate wisdom that we can learn from our ancient masters, is like they had it wired, they had it figured out on lockdown a long time ago. They knew that unless you did not know yourself, then you would never be able to know thy lover or know thy life partner. And so I think true sacred union and true intimacy in relationships can only be found when a human being is two things. One, committed to their own growth, committed to their own self-love. And by the way, it ain't easy, y'all. It's not like you can go flick a light switch on the wall and all of a sudden you love yourself. It's a process. But as long as you're committed to that, and then number two, that you find a partner, that you find someone who is committed to the same, because then without efforting, you are both going to be committed to the sacred container growing. I think this really touches on, Dana, what you said, the analogy of a woman having kids for 10 to 15 years, and then all of a sudden she wants something more. The right man, and when I say right, I just mean a man who's committed to his own love practice and own unconditional acceptance of self, he is going to fully support you in whatever it is that you desire. Now, obviously, we choose the right to be with someone or not. A really great resource for this, for all of us, is the episode we just did with Mark Groves and Kylie. And we'll link that in the show notes as well. Mark was dealing with this as well, where Kylie, he knew that Kylie did not want to be in the relationship anymore. And so what did he do? Instead of unconditionally loving her and letting her go, he fought and he fought and he fought and he started to change aspects of himself and he started to go into his own patterns. And he shared this very eloquently, very deeply on the podcast. that he was ambivalent because she was ambivalent, but it actually is a chicken or egg conversation. It doesn't really matter who's ambivalent or who doesn't want to be in the relationship. Unconditional love will put up a boundary and say, I love you and you choose to be here. I love you and you're free to go at any time. I love you and if your life path veers away from mine, then I send you off with love. That's really the conversation, the evolved conversation that, by the way, isn't easy to do, isn't easy to be, but that's what women want. That's what men want. That's what we all desire, and that's what we all deserve. The challenge with this is that we have so much conditioning that we get to get over, and that conditioning takes time. So give yourself time, y'all. Every time you peel a layer of an onion, you may cry, right? Onions make you cry. When you peel away layers of yourself, just be kind, be gentle, give yourself some grace, give yourself some reverence, that as you die these thousand deaths, you know, rebirthing the person and being with the person, your man or your woman, your partner, that is also going through that same process, that you just be kind to each other. And for all the parents out there, look, you know you're going to die a thousand deaths, because I went through so much of an identity shift and just a personal revolution and evolution when I became a father, and I still am. It's almost like the more responsibility you have as a parent and the more responsibility you have as a householder or as a breadwinner or even as a mother, as a provider of any kind, you will expand and stretch yourself to the capacity that you never even thought was possible. And to have a really, really trusted partner along that ride with you, it makes it worthwhile. It makes life worth living. So to recap, die your thousand deaths, fall in love over and over again, and start with what the Greeks said at the temple at the Apollo. Know thyself, know that you are loved, know that you are supported, and know that you are on the right path, regardless of your external unconscious collected evidence. What do I mean by this? Sometimes you may find yourself underslept, undernourished, stressed out. Those are the times that you're going to attach to thoughts that are completely not serving. And I know this from personal experience, right? The more we can care for our physical self, that's why at the base of the wellness pentagon is the physical. The more we can care for our physical, the more it can support our emotional, our mental, definitely our spiritual. You can't pass electricity through a dirty conduit. And then also our ability to earn wealth and to earn finance. It all starts with the physical. So yes, take care of your physical self and start really understanding that this process is a lifelong process of loving yourself. Relationships will change over time, because in the word evolve is love. Love is in the word evolve. Love is in the word evolution. So learn, do the best job you can to learn how to love yourself as you evolve, as your partner evolves. And if they're not wanting to evolve, love them anyways. Let them move on. Relationships do not get to be a jail cell. You should never, ever, ever be with someone just because you're in fear of losing them. And I shared my story in the beginning, like sometimes that awareness is just going to take time. So I really feel like we went fairly deep on this episode. This is probably be another hour long conversation. But I wonder, Mar, from a female perspective, from a feminine perspective, what do you think it is that women really want from their man? What are the top three things that women really want from their man as a woman evolves and changes?
As they change, I think just acceptance and understanding, just like, I love you for who you are, no matter what you do and like how much you change. And if I think about it, like if I was meant to get into a relationship, I want to get in a relationship with somebody who's open to change and who's like thriving in this environment of like, I want to grow and I want to grow with you. Like I wouldn't want a person who's stuck in the same old routine forever. It's like, no, we're growing, we're in this together. So I think that's definitely one point. And yeah, just a little bit of that unconditional love, although it might not appear in every single moment, just some glimpses of it when you really need that support and that connection. I think that's beautiful, and that's more than enough, I would say.
It doesn't hurt if they're ravishingly good looking either.
It definitely helps, yeah. But it's not everything.
It's not, yeah. Look, skin, looks, all these things, they fade over time, right? Mm-hmm. Even if you use one skin, by the way, which is my favorite freaking skincare supplement. Oh my God, the peptides in this stuff are amazing. Y'all check it out, joshtrent.com/oneskin. It's an awesome episode we just did. These things fade. So we can take the steps to, you know, I guess you could say age gracefully, but part of aging gracefully is also being mature and aging with maturity and understanding that you're going to change, your husband, your wife, your partner is going to change, and just loving each other through that change. No one said it was easy, but it's definitely worth it. Make sure y'all go to joshtrent.com/AMA. Until Mara and I see you again, we're both wishing you love and wellness. We'll talk with you soon.
Doing the cold plunge and cold thermogenesis is fast becoming the number one way to increase your health and metabolism, which directly leads to weight loss. Let's hear from Ryan Dewey, the CEO and co-founder of Plunge, to learn more.
At this point, you've probably heard about cold plunging somewhere on the internet and wondering what all the hype is about. Well, here at Plunge, we like to take all the stress out of the problem by providing at-home cold plunge units that provide crystal clear cold water on demand. As opposed to lugging ice and getting that trough in place and dealing with dirty water, the Plunge provides it always in there ready for you. Cold plunging is one of the greatest ROI tools that's out there. 2 to 3 minutes every single day, and you get the increased dopamine levels, a more resilient immune system, a regulated nervous system, and ultimately just a more calm, peaceful outlook on life. We truly believe that when you take the plunge, you change your life. We'd love for you to check us out and see what the cold plunge is all about.
Save $150 off your brand new plunge, plus get free shipping right to your home by heading over to joshtrent.com/plunge. Use the code WellnessForce. This is hands down my top daily biohack for longevity, inner peace, and mitochondrial health. Don't miss out on this special limited time deal. Head over to joshtrent.com/plunge. Use the code WellnessForce. Save $150 off your brand new plunge and a super special deal of free shipping.